Welcome to the chapter 4 of our course. This morning, the lesson will start with a video that describes to you in a very calm and quiet way how to do an RNA-seq experiment and which are the parts of the preparation of the samples and then the analysis, or statistical analysis and whatever. So this takes 18 minutes, so please watch it and then you can start watching my videos that are in three parts in which you will examine main RNA-seq results in ENCODE and some question about the number of RNA that have been found by the scientists and what is the possible meaning of those. Then in chapter 4 we will examine the alternative splicing problem and regulation, and after that we will take care of the microRNA and the functioning of microRNA. Okay, so have a nice day and we can discuss anything on Monday at 11, when after the second lesson we will have a slot of time to discuss research paper 3 and also some questions related to the other lessons.